This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. We do book reports on Wednesdays. In the memoir genre, perhaps you're tired of books by people you've never heard of or by famous people with nothing to say. Our book critic, David Kippen, has the answer, and the answer is author Jane Fonda. The result, says David, is stellar.
Major religions have grown up around people with less interesting lives than Jane Fonda's. With his customary infallibility, Randy Newman once even told Billboard magazine that her life would make a great opera. Well, until Newman writes that opera, Fonda's fatteningly rich, frequently maddening, but unexpectedly moving new memoir, My Life So Far, will more than tide us over. We all know what a celebrity autobiography is supposed to look like, right? A few hundred pages tops, wide margins, type already so big that the large print version might as well be published on billboards. These books land with a well-orchestrated thud, accompanied by magazine covers, TV profiles, and an audiobook version so persuasively rendered that you'd almost think the author had written the work himself. 2 weeks later, ziggurats of these tomes wind up lying unmolested on bookstore remainder tables, soon to be returned to their publishers and pulped into some other publishing event. My Life So Far isn't that sort of book at all. Random House is, understandably, promoting the bejesus out of it, but they've hooked a live one here, a star who can actually write. She's no genius, but like Einstein, whom Time magazine rightly picked as their man of the century because he symbolized the two biggest stories of the last 100 years, that's the bomb and the Holocaust, Fonda had a ringside seat for some of the 20th century's epic achievements and atrocities. It's all, or it's mostly all, here. Her lonely, bulimic childhood as the daughter of Henry Fonda and his first wife, who cut her own throat and bled to death when Jane was 12. Her three marriages, first to the charismatic, philandering director Roger Vadim, then to the dedicated, demanding student activist turned politician Tom Hayden, whom Fonda uproariously quotes Abby Hoffman as calling our Nixon, and most recently to Ted Turner, the hedonistic, egomaniacal billionaire and philanthropist who inspires some of Fonda's most evasively diplomatic writing, and some of her funniest. Then there's Fonda's trip to Hanoi during the Vietnam War and her recent conversion to a fairly well-thought-out, eco-feminist version of Christianity. This last development plays as if, after a lifetime spent deferring to the pull of three tail-chasing, magnetic men, Fonda finally found a guy she could bend to her own will. And this one, she only has to share with a billion fellow believers. We hear about all this, plus Fonda's lifelong battles with inadequacy, codependency, and eating disorders. In the end, My Life So Far offers what Fonda so often denied herself, a full meal.
The book is My Life So Far by Jane Fonda. David Kippen is book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.